B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Maz.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Howdy, buddy. Welcome in. Felger and Maserati on a Thursday, May 23rd, from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester, Massachusetts. Anthony?
Good, you?
I'm just fine. Thank you so much. We got Big Jim Murray in our update studio. Fully loaded program. A lot to get to today. I thought we'd start with some football.
Good idea.
Okay. The Patriots had an OTA practice today. Media was invited, so we'll have some dribs and drabs from the first, practice that could be viewed by the media. So we have some information on that.
Apparently, N'Keal Harry beat Joe Juwan.
Okay. Well, there you go. Nuggets such as that will be on the table. Follow-up from the NFL owners' meetings that they just had in terms of some rules that are coming or not coming down the pike, and the Robert Kraft situation, which is where I want to start, because Big Jim Murray introduced us late in our show yesterday, and as usual, I needed to read it in the paper to be able to react.
Not real until you can get those ink stains.
I got to get some reaction to the reaction, and then I can weigh in. So the latest is this. Goodell said at those owners' meetings that they're going to wait for the pending criminal charges against them to be resolved before the league acts. So the courts down there with Kraft have to settle their situation, and then the league will weigh in. Well, as we're coming to learn, that could be years.
Yeah, right.
Pro Football Talk writes that in Florida, the appellate system has two steps. As one source with knowledge of the process tells PFT, resolution in the lower level could take at least a year. If when the case then migrates to the Florida Supreme Court, more time will necessarily pass as briefs are submitted and oral arguments are scheduled and the court considers everything that is submitted and issues a decision in writing. So it could be 2 years, maybe more, before the appeals courts in Florida provide a final answer as to whether the surveillance video will or won't be available for use at trial. A last-ditch effort to take the case to the U.S. Supreme Court could create even more delay. Only the Patriots could deflate a football and get a rub and tug and have those things go to the Supreme Court. I mean, honestly.
And end up in the Supreme Court.
Honestly, like, is there any other entity on this earth where you would have tinkering with a football and then going to a massage parlor and both on the verge of the U.S. Supreme Court?
That's a good point.
Think of that.
No, it's true.
Something tells me there's a little over litigious. But anyway, be that as it may, we're talking years before it's settled in the courts and then it's settled at the league level. How do you feel about that?
I think it's a total cop-out on the part of the league, frankly. Like, if the league is going to sit there and say it doesn't really matter whether charges are brought, and you want to tell me they want to conduct their own investigation, fine. But this idea of we have to wait for it to play out, why do you have to wait for it to play out?
Well, why do you have to wait for it to play out and conduct your own investigation? If you're just waiting for authorities, wait for authorities. If you're conducting your own investigation, why wouldn't you use the information you glean?
Okay, so also a good point. But the whole idea that the league holds owners to a higher standard, to hold its players to a standard, and what do you have to let the legal process play out for at all? You're either holding them to a standard or you're not. So what's the issue here? I just think, now look, Kraft may benefit from it in the long run. I mean, if this thing gets put off for a while, great, good for him. But I think, honestly, I think on the part of the league, total cop-out.
Well,
complete cop-out.
So that's my question. It does feel like Kraft is winning on several levels. On the legal level, maybe even the league level, which, you know, we'll get to here in a second. But if it's really going to be left open-ended, is that really what he's looking for or the league's looking for? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but again,
isn't it much better to
closure,
sort of end it? I mean, so like even ending it short of, you know, the complete 100% victory that I think he's looking for. In other words, if it's going to take him 2 years to get that complete 100% victory, he wants this for his Hall of Fame chances, right? Like, that's part of his rationale, which I think is overstated on his part. I think he's going to get votes no matter how this plays out.
I mean, I know that's one of the theory. Well, go ahead. Again.
Well, anyway, I mean, so it's for his Hall of Fame chances, for his reputation.
Sure.
All those things. if it's still open for 2 years, does that completely, I mean, isn't that sort of just hanging over everyone's head there?
It's a good point.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that's exactly a great thing for him.
I mean, I think the longer it goes on, I don't see what the benefit is. If I were him, I would have played this thing out a long time ago, and that's it, and been done with it. And then it's over, and nobody's talking about it. I still think the biggest damage from the whole thing comes to his reputation. And I think that that has happened. I don't know that that is fixable other than, you know, there were no other incidents for a number of years, and then he doesn't have to worry about it at all.
So
it goes away is the point.
Furthermore, his reputation or his legacy? You know, I don't know. I'm not sure what this case is called. Is it Kraft v. State of Florida? Kraft v. Palm Beach County? I mean, I don't even know if it's his name on it. But if it is, Kraft is kind of on the wrong side of it. I'm talking about right and wrong. I'm not talking about whether the law is on his side or not. The law very well may be on his side. It feels like it is. But, I mean, that's sort of a technicality. What he's on the side of is it's harder now to bust John's in a prostitution sting. It's harder now to bust up these massage parlors. It makes it harder on cops and prosecutors to wipe these things out of neighborhoods. I mean, that's just a fact. That's what this does. It makes it harder for those, because these are the methods that the cops down there have been using for a while. This isn't the first time they put those cameras in there. It's just the first time someone really fought them on it with a lot of money, I guess. And so Kraft might be on the right legal side of it, but if it's a precedent-setting case and it goes to the state Supreme Court or, you know, beyond, that's a precedent-setting case. And now law enforcement and prosecutors across the state, and if it goes farther across the nation, have a harder time busting up prostitution rings because of Kraft v. Palm Beach County. I don't know. Is that the kind of legacy? Is he really looking for that sort of? Is that what he had in mind in terms of a legacy? I don't know. Maybe he does. Maybe he thinks he's that big of a victim that he does. I don't know. I don't know about that.
I mean, I think the big motivation for him is clearing his name in his mind. Okay, again, in his mind. That's what I think the biggest motivation is.
So Florio says there's a chance that the prosecution could quietly dismiss the case, perhaps after some of the media attention dies down. I categorically disagree with that. It's not going to be quiet no matter what happens. Okay, so it's maybe quieter than it was when it first broke, but it'll never be quiet. The prosecution is going to look bad when they have to dismiss the case, and it won't be quiet. The question would then become whether the surveillance video would be made public. Previously, the presiding judge ruled that if, when the case is dismissed, the surveillance video would be fair game. So anyway, on the league level, he says, thus, if the charges are dismissed and the surveillance video is permanently blocked from public view, the league will have limited evidence for determining whether a violation of the personal conduct policy occurred. Ultimately, the only available proof may come from an interview of Kraft, since no other witnesses would fall within the jurisdiction of the league's investigation. If Kraft denies that solicitation of prostitution occurred, how would the league prove that it did? That could be the key question when it comes to determining whether and to what extent the league disciplines Kraft. Okay, so
the league doesn't have to prove anything.
It doesn't have to prove anything, but the only thing it would have to go on is an interview with Kraft. Bob, why were you there, and why did you hand her $100 bills after she performed a sex act on you? And I'm still waiting for the public answer
sure.
to that, because Kraft and his people publicly said they violated no law. So I'm still waiting for my deflator moment where someone, Robert, more likely a spokesman or a lawyer, has to stand up in front of a microphone and with a straight face say that he was not paying for sex. He was giving her money for groceries, or it was a date, or she invited him into the place.
Yeah, they were meeting for dinner later. She was picking up takeout on the way.
Or it was a nice tip, or whatever. Whatever language gives them legal cover, but in anyone's brain says, you liar. You know, I'm still waiting for that. Or they have to walk back the I did nothing illegal thing. But I'm still waiting for that moment. But he's going to have that with Goodell, too. And I'm sure they already have. And I'm sure they already have. So when Goodell, the owner, say, Robert, what are we talking about here? Does Robert stick to his guns and try that Fakakta story with him?
I mean, I can't imagine. And again, if I'm the league, you know, see, Florio keeps using these like legal terms with regard to the league part of it. And they don't apply. Like, he talks about what the league could prove. The league doesn't have to prove anything.
No, there's no standard. There's no beyond a reasonable doubt. There's no more probable than not. They could do whatever they want.
Roger Goodell can look at Robert Kraft and say, I don't like the looks of this. I don't care what you were there for or not. I don't like the looks of it.
Final point. I don't think they want to do that. I don't think they want to do that. And I've said this consistently from day one. My guess is that the owners and Goodell do not want to ring up Kraft for this. They do not want to punish him for this. And here's more evidence of that, that I might be right about that. Bert Breer writes on the Monday Morning Quarterback, headline, why Robert Kraft has a good chance at avoiding suspension from the NFL. He was just at these owners' meetings in Key Biscayne. And he talked to a couple of guys. Asked if here's a one NFC team executive. Asked if he thinks Kraft will be sanctioned. Late on Wednesday, one NFC team executive answered, nope, nor should he be. An owner from another NFC team, when asked the same question, said, quote, I'd be pretty surprised if he was. So these are NFC teams. I heard Lowthy in the midday say this, NFC. Good point. You know, that's an excellent point by Jim. You know, is he talking to the Steelers, Chiefs, Jets,
right,
Bills,
exactly.
Dolphins?
Yeah.
Right, that's
Colts.
Okay, fair point. NFC teams. But my guess is this is how the owners feel. And they're in an interesting spot. What's more important to the NFL owner? The ability to go get an illicit massage or stick it to the Patriots?
Hey,
I agree.
But the problem is the players are never going to go for that.
I think these dirty old men want to go get their massages. And they don't want to be punished for the last thing these guys want now is to say, oh, so the RNT is now a suspension? No, we're not doing that. Now, all of a sudden, the place I go to or the gal that comes to my place, that's a suspension for me? No way.
Okay, but again.
So what's more important to them? For them to get the RNT or to stick it to the Patriots? And I'm telling you, and this is what I said to Gasper last week, and I felt from day one, those dirty old men, those perverts, they want their ability to go do their thing too. And so I don't think they want to go get Kraft. Now you're hitting on the other point, which is how does it fly with the players?
Well, so there's that. And also I would say you can go get your wah, wah. You can go get that if you want. Just don't go get caught in the middle of a police investigation. Who's saying you can't have that?
Bad luck, bad timing.
Well, then too bad.
There, but for the grace of God, I'm telling you, the 31 other guys say, boy, that could have been me. That could have been me easily.
Okay, so then
I go to that joint too.
Yeah, so in that case, if they get busted the next time, though, then you look at it and say, and you still want the next time?
I'm just telling you.
No, I know that. I hear you.
The owners don't want. So Bert is saying, and others are saying, they don't want the precedent set that you can punish an owner after he's been exonerated, quote unquote, in court. I don't think that's it. I think it's the nature of the crime.
So I'm not going to disagree with that because I'm under no illusion that these guys are all living by the law. Like, you know, when I say the law.
I think it's an old boys thing.
Of course it is. But again, so then how do you look at the players straight in the face if you're the commissioner?
You lie to the players or you just say, screw you. You don't matter. I'll do what they've done for decades.
I mean, so you're going to. So again, it just, not that they care, but it shoots another hole in the credibility of that whole outfit. That's all. If you're the players sitting there going, come on. So you guys own the league. You make the rules. Whoever has the gold makes the rules. That's the deal.
Yeah, that's the way it's been in that
league. Yeah, and the owners would say, yeah, that is how it is. And the players can't do a damn thing about it.
Okay, we're going to start Patriots.
It's a horrible look, though.
We're going to start Patriots. The Kraft thing, dribs and drabs from practice today. How did Brady look? Oh, that's right. He's bareback on a horse somewhere in Costa Rica.
Bonbons.
But we'll give you how the rest of the team looked at practice today. Some NFL rule stuff as well with your calls right after these words.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass.
I love it.
You were right, Mass.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bored my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
Any update on the timeline for dealing with Robert Kraft at all?
No. Again, there's a proceeding going on. We'll wait until that proceeding is concluded.
Albert? Yeah, I was actually going to ask the same question as Ben on
Well, you asked everyone. Which one are you on?
Is the league looking its own investigation into what happened with Robert Kraft here in Florida? And then do you anticipate league discipline coming into play?
Again, I'm not going to speculate on the last part about discipline. I think, again, getting all the facts. But, yes, of course, we'll be gathering our own facts and trying to understand what actually transpired, as we would in any case.
So those are just the two things I don't get. If you're waiting for the authorities in Florida, why are you conducting your own investigation? And if you're... So, I mean, you can pick one or the other as a course, as a policy. We're going to wait for the authorities to decide, then we decide, and we're not even going to do our own investigation. You could do that as a league policy. But no one wants that because charges against Ray Rice were dismissed. He was never charged. So they have to conduct their own investigation. So if you're going to conduct your own investigation, then doesn't have to be pending? Like, I mean, doesn't have to carry some weight with you?
Well, right. And again, then, see, I sort of focus
on... What I mean is, don't you have to then act on it?
Yes. And my point is, and I go back to sort of this whole idea of that charges don't have to be brought. We hold owners to a high standard, and we hold them to a higher standard than players. Then what the hell does it matter if there are charges brought?
But what's the investigation? I mean, there's really nothing left.
Talking to Robert.
Yeah. Well, and don't you think Robert's, you know, giving them the story?
I'm not totally convinced of that.
Huh.
And when I say, I mean that they may have reached out and said, hey, we got to talk to you about this. And all right, well, you know what? My lawyers told me not to say anything until this thing's over.
So, I mean, what's better for Robert in the next 2 years? If this really takes 2 years to go through all the appellates, is it better for Robert to say he has a pending case involving prostitution in Florida? Because that's what it's going to be. It's now a pending charge for prostitution in Florida. And that's going to be that for 2 years. Or whatever, 1 to 2 years more if they go to the Supreme Court, hanging over their head, pending charge, that's hanging over his head. Or something that says, you know, he settled. You see what I'm saying? And it's
not. Yeah, it's B. It's the second thing. And again, I have felt this way from the beginning on all levels. Like, the idea that we are even still talking about it, I think, is a negative for him.
I mean, and same with the league. So you're just going to let that thing drag out for 2 years? When it's obvious what he was doing there, anyone with a brain or an ounce of objectivity?
I mean, to me, the way to handle this thing out of the gate.
Doesn't the league and Robert have to say, you know, let's not have this hang over our heads for 2 years? And not that it's the biggest deal in the world. It's just a little nagging thing that if Kraft wants to move on and turn the page and sort of start rebuilding, then let's end it in some way. Take less than a complete victory. You've taken your pound of flesh. At least at the league level, if he's dead set on a precedent-setting case at the Florida Supreme Court preventing these guys from busting up these massage parlors, fine. If that's what he wants to stand for, that's what he can stand for. But on the league level, isn't there something to do to sort of, I don't know, I just don't know why a 2-year pending solicitation charge and the league thing hanging over his head is good for anybody.
Yeah, I don't think it is. And again, maybe this all gets back to the league's unwillingness to really do anything, or the owner's unwillingness to do anything that you were talking about.
And I don't think the owners want to charge him on
this. So maybe it's just an excuse. Maybe it's an excuse. That's what I think it is. It's a cop-out. That's what I was saying earlier. You're telling me you can't make a decision on this right now? What more do you need to know? Bring him in, ask him the questions, end of story.
It feels like it's that simple.
And you get the police report, so what more do you need?
I
mean, that should be enough.
I know. Instead, again, name me another entity.
They're just biding time. They're stalling. That's what it is.
We're talking about the U.S. Supreme Court for doctoring a football and getting an illicit massage. Think of that. To your calls, Tom in Providence. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Not much, Tommy. What do you got?
Basically, I agree with you. Right? I agree with you that Kraft is guilty. It is ridiculous that both of these things could end up being on the doorstep of the Supreme Court. But I just have to push back against you guys saying that Kraft is somehow facilitating prostitution rings and making it harder for prosecutors. You can't just arbitrarily film every single person, man or woman, and that was part of the court case, I think, was that they weren't filming women. You can't just film every single person who goes in there. It's against the Constitution. You're not allowed to do that. It's the fruit of the poisonous tree. I mean, Mike, your whole family's lawyers. You got to know this.
I know that.
You're not allowed to do that.
And so I told you, legally, Kraft is, you know, probably on the right side. Maybe on the right side. We'll see what the courts decide.
I think he's wrong. I think he should just acquiesce. I'm just saying on the single point that he's somehow, it's the cops' fault that they screwed up. It's not his fault that he pointed out that they broke the law getting the evidence that they had. It's their fault. It's not his fault for pointing it out. That's my only point.
You have a point. I mean, that it is. They could have done tighter police work, except they've been doing it the same way down there in previous cases. And no billionaire decided to hire George Bush's former attorney and start looking into it. So George Bush, is a former White House counsel, found a technicality or found a flaw in the warrant. Okay, so legally, I'm telling you, he might be right. But that does not make their lives easier down there or anyone's job easier trying to bust up these massage parlors. Gasper talked about this last week. You can bust the prostitutes all day long. You just put a cop undercover and he goes in and, you know, that starts to happen and boom, she's busted. How do you get the Johns? Because no one testifies to it. The prostitute's not going to testify to it. The John's going to say it's consensual or whatever Kraft's going to say about this gal. They all have a story. And so unless you've got some evidence there, there's no way to get the John. So if Florida had been doing this, now they can go back and do it and I guess just be tighter with it, I guess. But I don't know. You tell me, is Kraft making it easier down there or harder to bust up massage parlors?
I mean, harder, but again, like, honestly, I don't even look at it from that standpoint. I look at it purely from Robert Kraft thinking about Robert Kraft. How does this serve him?
If the case on the books, the precedent-setting case, the case law is Kraft v. Palm Beach County, and he prevails, and now it's harder to get video surveillance at massage parlors, that's Kraft's name is on that thing. And if you really care, caller, and the rest of you, about that thing, because some gal was videotaped getting a back rub, like, is that, it's against the law. I'm not telling you that should be the law. But is that really a moral outrage? I mean, I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, you can videotape me all you want. You're not going to find anything all that exciting.
Except a hairy back.
Yeah, and kidneys.
Robert in Quelsey.
Oh, don't forget my ass.
Go ahead, Robert.
On that thing.
Robert.
You huge.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
So, okay, you guys have been, have you guys ever been to these Maxim magazine parties at the Super Bowl?
No, they don't invite me.
Yeah, I have. Why? What's up?
Well, so I was in the New Orleans. I went to it. You sit there with all the executives, celebrities, all the NFL guys, and what happens? We all stand around like old men for a while, having some drinks, and three busloads of girls come. And they actually drop off three busloads of 18 to, say, 25-year-old girls.
Yeah.
I mean, what is the whole thing about? The league is protecting this. This is not something that people want to, you know, that the league wants out there. They want to carry on business the way it's always been.
Correct. I'm going to just stop you.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
Yeah, me neither. What's his point?
He's talking about it. They're all dirty old men.
Yeah.
It's an old boys club.
Yeah.
Yes. And I agree.
Yeah. So fine. Again, to me, the part that I don't get about the whole Kraft story, okay, because the question you're ultimately asking is, as far as the Kraft's actions in this thing, is why would he do what he is doing, right? And you're approaching it from a legal standpoint, which again, it's fine. I don't begrudge that part of it at all. So you're saying, like, does he want his name on the case law? If it were a legitimate charge and he didn't want it on his record and they didn't offer him a plea, you know, when I say a plea loosely, but if they didn't offer him all that, fine. He wants to clear his name. In this case, though, how does he help himself by continuing to go the way he's going? The more it's out there, the more we talk about it, the more people know about it, the worse it looks.
I'm just saying, this thing about it lasting 1 or 2 years, and so he gets to show up for opening day, but there's a pending solicitation case in Florida.
So I agree. How does that help?
And so he gets to go to all the games, but every single week there's a solicitation case pending in Florida. And next year when he shows up for opening night, another banner night probably for you folks.
But who's really going to be paying attention to it other than this show? Let's be honest, because people are just not going to care. The longer this goes on, the more people are going to be like, ugh, enough with that.
I mean, I think we've already reached part of that.
I know I have.
Part of it.
I think most people have.
If I were him, I'd have wanted this thing over right away.
Agreed.
That's the part I don't get. I'd have wanted it over right away.
But maybe the longer you drag it out, you almost get the same kind of result.
But the Hall of Fame...
No, see, I don't think you do. I don't think you do. I think the longer it lasts, in the short term, the longer it lasts in the long term. That's how I feel. In the short term, if it had just happened and this thing was over fast, we never would have said another word about it.
Right. We barely said a word about it on day one when it was just the RNT. It ain't about the RNT. For me, anyway. It's about, I don't know, owning up to it is what it's about. Because we all know what he was there for. And we all know what happened. But now that you've concocted this entire web of legalities and all these things, which I, you know, again, I know you have no use for. I really have no use for. What was I just going to say about it? Yeah, we got more. We've got a couple of other things from that owners' meetings down there we want to get to after Murray's update. There was a Patriots practice today. Details on what happened there coming up right here in the update. We're back to talk about
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
Wrong, sorry.
It's Felger and Maz.
They could use a good ass kicking.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, a couple of other things from that owner's meetings, and I'll get back to your calls here in a second. I hate to report, Murray. Headline, Boston Globe. Do you see it?
No. What's this now?
NFL may alter overtime.
Oh.
It's one of the first things I read this morning.
Gee, I wonder what they're waiting for. I don't even need to read that article. I wonder what other information they need to gather before they go back to the table to try to vote against it.
Huh. And NFL may alter OT in 2020.
Yes. Yep.
That's the headline.
Let's gather more intel over the season. I wonder what that intel might be. Oh, gee, will the coin flip benefit the Patriots yet again? Did my team get screwed? Oh, wah, because my quarterback didn't get a chance in an effort to have the game be more fair? Oh, these babies. That's what it's going to be. Watch, it benefits the Patriots again, especially in the postseason. Oh, you bet your ass it changes. We've had enough of this harumph, because I want the game to be, as the eyes in my head roll to the back of them, more fair. You stupid babies.
Here's Troy Vincent. With the league, there is merit. There is an appetite. There's an appetite, Mark.
Oh yes. Ravenous appetite. It must be fed.
There is an appetite from coaches and membership and the competition committee to potentially explore some fashion of overtime tweaking in postseason play.
Yeah. Oh, so oh, that's rich. So it wouldn't even matter in the regular season because, hey, you know, well, we got to get these games wrapped up. We got to move on. Lord knows Andy Reid needs to get to the Cheesecake Factory after he's been looking at the menu for four straight hours and he can stuff his face. But in the postseason, oh, no, in the effort of, and again, I roll my eyes, fairness, we have to make sure it's an even playing field.
No.
At the end of the day, who cares about the Lions?
Here's what they're concerned with. The league has been hesitant about extending overtime games because of player safety concerns.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what it is.
Mm.
They're definitely concerned about the well-being of those players.
It's an extra 10 minutes.
But the competition committee may take next year to see if it can come up with a better idea. I think the commissioner is intending to challenge us, said Vincent, to talk about different variations of overtime in the postseason as the year progresses and share them with the clubs and see what they think. Okay, this is what we're not doing. We're not taking your calls on your overtime format.
Oh, boy.
This is not an open discussion. This is a closed discussion.
It should be a relay race.
No, I'm telling you what the guy said, and we are not talking about your overtime idea.
Yeah, punt, pass, and kick.
From the 50 to the end zone.
And each team's captain. If you kick it from 50 yards or more, it's worth 4 points.
There's only two solutions, and that is give both teams a crack, period. Or Bill's idea, Bill Belichick, your coach's idea, he's felt this way. He used to feel this way. I haven't heard him express it in a while, so maybe he's changed his mind. But Belichick used to want just a 10-minute timed period, not sudden death, which more closely equates to real football where both teams are managing the clock, their timeouts, etc. And that certainly gives an advantage to the team that wins the coin flip because if you go on an 8-minute drive, you're sort of leaving that other team with only 2 minutes. So there's some advantage to winning the coin flip, but that, for the most part, it's going to give both teams a chance. That's always been Bill's idea. That would be my preferred idea. But that's now that is going to close the discussion of what you want to do in overtime.
Okay.
Go ahead, Miss.
I mean, are we talking callers, closed discussion, or I can offer my two cents?
No, you may. That's to the callers.
Okay. So what if the game's still tied at the end of the first period?
Do it again.
Okay, so you keep going.
And maybe that makes that enough.
Okay.
You know, because by that point, everyone's touched the ball and everyone's had a chance.
Okay. So, like, I just, you know, I don't mind that idea. It's an interesting idea. Because I do like the idea of having to manage the clock at the end of the game.
Yeah.
I like that.
I mean, isn't that the best part of the game?
Yes, it is. Because honestly, I think that's often what separates the real good teams from the also-rans. I think that that is a critical thing, being able to sort of look at the end of the clock. And ultimately, isn't this partly what, I'm going to get that wrong. Never mind.
Okay. Anyway, that's what Bill's always wanted. Second thing, and we've talked about this. I talked about this on day one when they passed the video review for pass interference. They have now allowed the competition committee to make tweaks and changes to the rule without needing the full ownership.
Right.
So they don't have to wait for the full ownership to get together in Key Biscayne or Boca Raton or Palm Springs or wherever they're going. That 10-member competition committee can make tweaks and changes to it on its own, and that's going to allow them to do what they have to do, the number one thing they have to do, which is take away the booth review of pass interference. As I explained to you on day one and a million times since, you can't leave every passing play open to the booth to throw a flag from the booth inside of the 2 minutes. That would be an absolute nightmare. Never mind defensive pass interference every play. They are supposed to throw a flag for offensive pass interference too, which includes all five eligible receivers across the entire football field, which includes offensive linemen blocking more than a yard downfield. And technically speaking, the booth would have been responsible to review all of those plays, every single pass play inside of 2 minutes of each half.
Be like a film study up there.
Nightmare. Nightmare. They're going to tweak it so, and they're going to look to tweak. They haven't done this yet, but they have to. On video review of pass interference, it can only come from a coach's challenge no matter when it is.
I like that.
Okay? But they're also saying that the other thing that has to be done is not allowing coaches to challenge on a Hail Mary pass.
Yeah, so this one...
Hold on, let me just finish.
I'm just going to say it interested me this morning too, but go ahead.
The committee worried that having automatic reviews of pass interference could lead to stoppages. So that's the other thing I was talking about. Coaches would challenge... and that by making it a play subject to challenge, coaches would challenge a Hail Mary pass no matter what, hoping that officials find a penalty. There were 27 Hail Mary passes in the NFL last year, Maz, according to Rich McKay, and now the league will have to put into writing the exact definition of one. Quote, "We really don't want our games to end on review," McKay said. The NFL will hold a webinar.
Can we get the login info?
Don't you love those webinars?
Yeah, I know, they're great. I love them.
The NFL will hold a webinar with head coaches June 5th and 6th to review plays that will and won't be overturned for pass interference.
Bill's going to love that.
And to come to... Bill has to mute his thing, no question, because otherwise you just hear him sucking on a fruit salad.
What are we going to do it on Skype or something?
So there will be a webinar June 5th and 6th to show them what plays will be reviewed for pass interference and what won't, and what the definition of a Hail Mary pass is. I hate this. Hail Mary should be... Those should absolutely be subject to review. If you go tackle a guy that's going up for a Hail Mary and it's blatant, then that should be subject to video review. And okay, you're going to have language that defines what a Hail Mary pass is?
So this is the part that struck me.
This is why replay doesn't work, and it's insane because it keeps getting worse. You keep going down this rabbit hole, and you keep adding more language and adding more things, and now there's more controversy, not less, and now there's more things to parse and not less. And this is why replay sucks, is because now they're going to have to verbally, in writing, define Hail Mary and say you can't challenge Hail Marys. Number one, I would say, why not? Why not if you just haul off and tackle the guy in the end zone? That should be reviewed or should be a penalty. And two, good luck with the language on that, pal.
So that's the part that struck me, define the Hail Mary.
I mean, because if you've got a noodle-armed quarterback, he could be at the 30. And he can only get it, you know, from the 35 or the 40. And he, you know, Chad Pennington, he can't throw a Hail Mary. So you could say anything from beyond the other 50. Is a Hail Mary. Well, some quarterbacks can't get there. This Hail Mary is from the 30. Is that a Hail Mary? Not a Hail Mary. Do you have to define the loft of the ball? I mean, this is insane. How do you define the Hail Mary?
So was the Miami play against the Patriots last year to end the game, is that a Hail Mary?
Good, you tell me.
I mean, and like, because it's a desperation play, right?
How do you define Hail Mary?
So this is what I was getting at, because there was another one that stuck in my head. Didn't Kansas City run one in Dallas that was basically a dump-off screen?
Oh, what a brilliant play.
And they let
play.
All the linemen run down the field. And so, again, it was a desperation play, a last-second play, but it wasn't a traditional Hail Mary where you just chuck the thing in the air and hope it comes down in the end zone. So, like, I don't know. I saw they have to define the Hail Mary. I said, here we go.
Yep, here we go. Here we go. Circumcising the mosquito. And just wait. They're going to define it, and then there's going to be a variant of it in a game. And say, well, wait a minute. If this was here and that was there, and now all the highlighters come out and the lawyers get involved, and that'll probably end up in front of the Supreme Court if the Patriots are involved. So just wait. Just wait for this thing. Long commercial-free segment is next.
The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, Jimmy, Murray's been playing some sound from a Patriots practice. I want to get to one cut that I just heard, but a couple calls here have been standing by patiently. Richie in Norwood for me. Go ahead, Richie.
Oh, geez. Hey, Michael.
Hi, Richie.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
It's like, listen, before we get to Bob Kraft, Dolph Shays was 6'9", and Sweet Holbrook was 7'4" uh-huh. on that Syracuse National team.
There you go.
Second of all, where's the hatred come from, Michael? You're a pretty cool dude, man. Got a nice wife, and I mean, where's the hatred for the Pats? Where's that come from?
I don't know. I think you've...
It's like, it's so obvious you're a Barrett. It's like when Gene Hackman told Dennis Hopper, you're embarrassing your son. Michael, you're embarrassing yourself.
What movie was that?
Hoosiers.
Hoosiers.
Oh, Hoosiers.
Great flick.
Okay.
Great flick. Hey, I love you guys.
Okay, babe. Love you too. It's the Patriots I hate. You're right. Or maybe just their fans. But again, that's just semantics. Keith in Middleborough. Go ahead, Keith.
Hi, guys. Hey, Jim, I want you to embrace the overtime changes that are probably going to be coming because you have to look at it. It's not going to be a disadvantage for the Patriots. 2020, I can see it now. We're going to be playing the Chiefs. They're going to win the toss. They're going to score a touchdown, and they're going to be like, oh, my God, the game is not over. Now the Patriots get
exactly.
the ball. So just it'll be just one more way the Patriots can stick it to everybody. So let them change it.
Exactly. You know that's going to happen. As soon as they change it, the Pats will lose the coin flip. They'll make the stop on defense and then win or whatever. You'll
hold no field goal and get a touchdown.
In some way, shape, or form, you'll be able to shake your ass at everybody. It'll work out for you.
Believe it or not, this isn't just my Patriots bias showing in this particular instance. I'm just tired of them bastardizing the game that I've grown up with. Okay. Every single year, it's some stupid new tweak. And this is another one.
Okay, so, and nor is it mine. I mean, again, I'm sick of the Patriots. Make no mistake of it. But this, I felt this way for a long time. Because, you know, I've been on, maybe it's a little bit of my Packer thing. The Packers have lost two playoff games where Aaron Rodgers never touched the ball. You know, epic NFC title game in Seattle. Which, again, I'm not excusing that because the Packers blew that game. But there was another one in Arizona.
Yep.
Where another ridiculous Aaron Rodgers drive at the end of the game to tie it and send it to overtime. The Cardinals win the flip. First play.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Carson Palmer hits Larry Fitzgerald in the flat, and he runs 85 yards, and the game's over. They score on the next play. It's like, and I'm not telling you that's unfair. You know, make the stop. Our defense sucks. But what's the better product? What's a better, if I'm the league and I'm worried about the business part of it, a better product is to let Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson each get a crack, and then Aaron Rodgers get the ball after Carson Palmer and Larry Fitzgerald got the ball. That's just, isn't that more entertaining?
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, you're preaching to someone who doesn't mind it the way it is. Because I'm a defense person. I've always been a defense person. And so I just hate the teams that win that can't play D. So when it goes to overtime, my attitude is, well, you got to stop someone now. This is it. You've got to stop someone now.
I know. You're thinking in terms of what's right and wrong. I'm telling you the...
No, I hear you.
I mean, that horse has left the barn with the league a long time ago.
They
defer to offense in almost every situation.
Okay, and I don't like that, though. So I'm just telling you what my opinion on it is. And I look at it and say, if you can't stop someone and they can get the ball and get on the field and get a touchdown, you don't deserve to win. I mean, the game's on the line. Your season's on the line. Dig in and stop somebody. And I do come back to the NFC Championship game, and I say the Rams stopped the Saints. I mean, they stopped them. They got the ball, they kicked the field goal, and they won. And the Rams, ultimately, I think, as a result, were a more complete team than the Saints were last year.
Here's one thing I want to hit on. N'Keal Harry and everybody else, except for your most important player, are practicing today down at Gillette. And N'Keal Harry spoke, and I heard a cut that Murray played in the update that just made me go, huh, this ain't going to last long. Play that cut you played of Harry just during the update, just what you played, Murray.
Yeah, most definitely. I've seen myself improve on route running already within the first 3 days. So I'm just going to keep listening to him and, you know, just keep that same approach and keep that same mindset coming into practice every day.
Okay, so the question was, what have you seen from Julian Edelman? But again, just that first part, and the way you played it in the update was just that first part. Play it again.
I've seen myself improve on route running already within the first 3 days.
Stop.
So.
Oh, you have. You've already seen yourself improve in route running in the first couple days, have you?
This guy irritates you?
No, I know it irritates a certain someone down there. If Bill hears that, N'Keal, you just got here like 2 seconds ago. I don't want to hear about how you figured something out. You figured nothing out. I don't know. That just felt...
Would that be a certain someone who might not be as big of a hard ass behind the scenes? Because here he was being asked, hey, what's Bill Belichick been like since you've been here?
A little bit. He's actually really funny. So, that's the biggest surprise.
That's good. No, translation, he's not as much of an a-hole as I thought he was. That is great. Oh, that's awesome. I love that. Yeah, you know, no, he's actually kind of funny because when I came in, I thought he was a knob.
Yeah. it was especially the way you had that cut edited, Murray, when you played it in the update, which is, you know, they're all programmed there. They all get full frontal lobotomies and then spit out exactly what. And on day two in the spring camp, I don't think in the handbook they say, yeah.
I've seen myself improve on route running already. Yeah. Within
No. That what you say is, I'm just trying to get better every day and learn from it. That's all you're supposed to say.
Oh, you beat me to it.
Anything beyond I'm just trying to get better every day is a violation.
And do what the coaches want me to do.
That's a violation. You haven't figured anything out.
Oh, that is excellent.
You haven't improved anything. You've been there 2 days.
I've seen myself improve on route running already within the first 3 days. So.
Really?
Confident young man.
Oh, yeah. No. Again, he's the football version of Chavis.
On any other team, it's a nothing comment. Here, that's
big deal.
Circled, saved, come see BB, and then it's N'Keal. You haven't figured anything out yet.
Yeah. What N'Keal doesn't know is that, you know what's for dinner, for the team dinner tonight, or the lunch, or whatever the hell they're going to have down there? His tongue. They're going to cut it out and serve it to everybody so he can never say another thing. That's for dinner. N'Keal Harry's tongue.
I've seen myself improve on route running already within the first 3 days.
So. All right, so he's got it all figured out.
Oh, yeah. No, Pro Bowl, here we come.
All right, there's your Patriots Hour. You want to keep calling and weighing on anything else? You certainly can. There's no question about it. We'd want to get to some Bruins stuff. We're going to draft the series. I always like doing this. Who's a better team? Who's got the better roster? Who's got more talent? So as an exercise, we draft the league. We all have our draft choices. We'll give you our thoughts. You give us yours. That's the way that works. There's no commercials, just an update, and then we're back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.